This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Welcome back to Sin 90.7 Get Serial Tuesdays with Chris, Dana and Maria.
You're listening to Smoke Too Much by Joy. We've got a guest in studio today. We've got Hayley Tantau, a.k.a. Cindy Salmon, who has an upcoming show at Melbourne International Comedy Fest. She's an entrepreneurial spirit who will give you the empowerment that you didn't ask for.
Yes, it is a Tuesday morning. We all want to be empowered on the Tuesday morning. Get cereal, guys.
Her show is called Empowerful, and Cindy Salmon is her character. It is happening, starts in 2 days' time from the 29th of March to the 22nd of April at Acme. Welcome to the studio, Hayley.
Thanks so much for having me, gang.
So excited to chat all things Comedy Fest. Can you talk to us a little bit about the show. What's it about initially?
Yeah, cool. So Cindy Salmon is like this character I play. She is bonkers. She has like a big, bright blazer, and like I kind of said this before, she has two wigs because I learned that two wigs is better than one.
Absolutely.
So she kind of looks like larger than life. And she's just like she's a feminist, but I don't think she's very good at it.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, her main thing is to empower women and everyone else, she says. But she calls men hat stands, which men get on board with, I think, because Cindy makes a fool of herself in the end. But yeah, her main goal is to like empower everyone, essentially, but she's just not that good at it. Yeah.
She's got a bit of complexity going.
Yeah.
Actually, I wanted to ask you, are you familiar with Cindy Gallup?
No, I saw that on like one of the sheets.
Yeah, I'd love to show you. Cindy Salmon reminds me of Cindy Gallup, who, and anyone tuning in, if you don't know who she is, she's actually an entrepreneur with a background in advertising.
Oh my God.
Who has a lot of initiatives.
There are also like a lot of Cindy Salmons in the world.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. I think you're not meant to make a character out of people's actual names.
Her aesthetic and craziness, though. Like, her Twitter bio is, I like to blow shit up. I'm the Michael Bay of business.
Oh my God.
And she's got the same hair as
well.
So this is Cindy Gallup. An intro, if you ever want to check her out. But
oh my gosh, this is insane.
Yeah. On that note, though, is there anyone who inspires Cindy Salmon, or... who was your
inspiration? I can't believe no one's ever said that to me before. That's insane. I feel like I think I've stolen her life.
But
accidentally.
You draw on different inspirations anyway, so I'm sure there's some insane people in your life.
I might have subconsciously seen it around. She looks like Cindy Lauper in that. I should.
Mm.
Just in that photo, she looks like Cindy Lauper for a second.
Yeah.
My inspiration, I think, it's kind of like the classics. You got your Tina Fey's, your Amy Poehler's, Mindy Kaling's, who else? A lot of them let me down during the Me Too movement. Not those people. Well, not a lot of them. I think, like, literally one that a lot of us shared. Who else? Yeah, kind of just, like, everyone who's written for 30 Rock and Parks and Rec and all that.
Yeah.
And I love a lot of drag queens as well. I love Alyssa Edwards. I love Shangela. I love Katya. I love Trixie Mattel. Karen from Finance. Yeah. I love them all.
She sounds like a very larger-than-life character. You mentioned the blazer and the wigs. Are there any other costumes that are a little bit larger than life?
No, she only wears, like, a blazer and I wear pants.
She's stark as on stage.
Yeah, my dream is to do, like, a burlesque act where I'm just peeling off, like, blazer after blazer. Because I did that once. I just had, like, a ton of pink blazers on and was just peeling them away in a very seductive manner. But there's just blazers. Yeah, but she only has one outfit.
That's so fun.
That I stole from my mum 3 years ago.
I love that. And she's never seen it since, I'll bet.
Yeah. I just made a character out of it. She's like, okay.
Cindy needed it more.
Exactly.
It's fair enough. So you mentioned you took some inspo from drag queens. Is there any aspects of drag in your style of presenting or in your style of show that you take on?
I definitely get, like, inspired by those lovely ladies as well, because they are just so big and so commanding. And I think I love Cindy because I get to get up on stage and just command the room. Like, I put on that wig and all of a sudden I have a sense of entitlement.
Yeah.
Which is amazing, and it makes you feel really powerful, and people are kind of like, I'll listen to this person because they're literally demanding me to, and that's so cool. I think I really want to do the splits. I've been learning how to do the splits because, like, drag queens are so good at jump splitting, especially Alyssa Edwards. So I've been, like, training myself to do the splits because if I could do a jump split as Cindy Salmon, that's like the peak of my career. I'm done. I'll retire.
Alyssa would be so proud too.
Oh, my God. Are you a fan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't get me started. I'll just talk about it forever. But yeah, just in, and also like one of Shangela's songs is in my show because I love,
because
she's so good. So yeah, I'm just inspired by them because they're amazing creative people.
Does Cindy have a backstory? So you've mentioned a bit of like your backstory.
Cindy's backstory is like weird because we have been exploring it in this show, but she had an entirely different backstory in my other show, so we've kind of just had this thing where like Cindy is like an ethereal spirit who kind of doesn't age or like just has been kind of a 40-year-old woman for like 300 years, I think. But in this we kind of explore her backstory of like identifying with a fish from a young age and growing up in a house full of men, which is kind of my life as well. So that was really interesting to make those connections. Not the fish part.
Also, I know that she's been in a Foxtel program, The Slot, which is a bunch of different YouTube comedians jumping on and doing a program together. Can you talk to us about her participation in that show?
Yeah, that was so cool for me because, like, Princess Pictures, who produced it, just, like, called me and they were like, we have seen your, like, because I was animating. My partner animates like the promos for me. If you've like just like little 15-second animations, and we also had one film sketch, and then they asked me to make like 13. So we just like pumped out a ton of these little animations that are kind of locked up at the moment. Like I can't release them, which is sad. They were on The Slot though, which was cool.
Yeah.
So she essentially is just constantly wreaking havoc. And we also did some like live filmed ones as well.
And was it nice working with being able to unleash this character amongst other eccentric characters?
Yeah, unfortunately, it was kind of like just Cindy. So, like, they commissioned content off each different comedian. So it's like just Auntie Donna, just Cindy Salmon, just Raka Raka, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I got to meet everyone at the launch and it was amazing because I love the Auntie Donna boys.
Yeah.
And they're so nice and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it was cool to, like, mingle with other creatives.
Yeah, that is true. I'm a huge theatre fan as well, and I wanted to tell you that, I don't know if you know this, but today is International Theatre Day, which means there's huge events going on all around the world. There's a huge event happening in Paris, and they're doing like a conference and talks about different people from different UNESCO continents are talking about the importance of theatre in their communities. And I wanted to sort of ask you, what is the importance of theatre in your life, and do you do it to entertain, to educate, to... What is about theatre that makes you tick?
Oh, my gosh, theatre is my life.
Preach,
like,
sister.
I was so bad at maths and science in my adolescent years and now, I guess, because I dropped them. And my whole family, like, my brother's got, like, a PhD in quantum physics. Like,
nice.
My mum's an accountant. My dad, like... is a, like, compounds his own, like is a compounding pharmacist person. My brother, like, builds computers. And then there's me, who has, from the age of 6, has been putting on costumes and performing. So for ages, I felt like I was extremely dumb until I kind of just excelled in theatre in high school because it was, like, the only thing I, like, felt at home in, which I know is, like, kind of everyone in this industry. And since then, I did journalism at uni because mum was like, pick a stable career path. I don't know if journalism is, like, it's just as risky and just as hardworking as, like, theatre, as you guys know. But, yeah, I did journalism and communications, but every night I was always doing a different, like, theatre course.
Yeah.
Essentially, like, I did VCA and I did improv and I did some theatre at Monash.
Nice.
But, yeah, it's super important.
It all sounds very, very exciting.
Yeah, it's actually, like, uni was great and, but I think when I found improv in my third year, like, I did that at night while I was at uni full-time, and that's when all this kind of began.
Yeah.
For sure.
Hayley, so you're performing as Cindy Salmon in Empowerment at Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So you've always had a love for theatre, but has it always been comedy theatre?
Yes. Well, I tried. I think when I was at BCA, I think that was in my second year of uni, I was doing like an acting course, and I really wanted to be like a serious actress. Like, I think...
Don't we all start there?
Yeah, I was like, I really want to be like Cate Blanchett. And I wasn't. Like, people are always like, you're really funny. Or, like, my vice principal after a play was like, you have an amazing voice for radio. And, like, all this, like, weird... Everyone's kind of like, do, like, writing and performing and radio and stuff. And I was like, okay, all right. I say it, you're not... I don't look like Cate Blanchett. I get it. But I definitely think, like, comedy my whole life has been my thing. But I kind of just denied it for a long... I think a lot of people do that. They want to be taken seriously, and then you realize no one takes you seriously.
Ever.
But it's also... I've also used comedy, like, my whole life to just kind of disarm people and break down barriers and try to empathize and whatnot.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you do want to let our listeners know, or let us know about the show or about Cindy or any warnings about, you know, her character or anything like that? I don't want you to give too much away because I do want everybody listening out there to go and see it.
Yeah, no, come to the show. It's really fun. Cindy seems terrifying, but it is, me, Hayley Tantau, underneath it, who is a very anxious person. And I'm very, like, receptive and empathetic to the audience. So if I can tell, because there's a bit of, like, audience participation, but I don't get anyone on stage and everything. You just have to yell out something.
It's a safe space.
Exactly. It's a really safe space. So come along and get empowered by Cindy Salmon. And hopefully you'll leave an empowered person.
Okay. I would like to finish our interview with, I do want to ask one final question. Hayley, how do you think you are most and least like your character, Cindy?
I'm the least like her in her entitlement.
Okay.
She's crazy entitled. She's, and which is so awesome. And I think I want a lot of women, women to see that, because it's like we don't have, you know, someone running around thinking they can scream about hat stands and stuff. So I think that's really cool. She also loves air horn. I don't. I think I'm a lot like her in that I do want people to feel empowered. I just do it differently. But I do actually want everyone to feel really strong and awesome and, like, I don't know. Yeah.
I love that. Like, really, I love that. I'm super excited. Yes. I really want to get down and see it.
Please come.
If you are interested, you can find tickets to the show at www.comedyfestival.com. The show is called Empowerment and is running from the 29th of March to the 22nd of April. The shows are on at 7:15 and 6:15 on Sundays. If you do want to find out more information, you can hit up Cindy's website as well, which is thecindysalmon.com. The show is called Empowerful. I don't know if I already said that, but if you don't know, it's called Empowerful. Thank you so much, Hayley, for coming in to chat to us.
Thank you. All things
Comedy Festival. Hayley Tantau.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.